everyone, this is Chimneys Chats by Lawrence Davies Digital, back with a shortened edition. We had the pleasure of hosting Ruben Matthews on Work Experience this week. Part of his week was to create a podcast. We hope you enjoy his chat with the LD team, talking about all things marketing.
Hiya, my name is Ruben, and today I'm going to be interviewing Dawn from Lawrence Davies Marketing. Hiya, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. And you good, self?
I'm very good, thank you. So what is your role when you're working at Lawrence Davies?
I'm currently managing director of Lawrence Davies Creative Agency.
Okay, so what would you do as part of your role then?
Well, I mean, you might call me general dance party around the building, but what we do is I develop the business and bring the business forward, look at integrating new technologies, and generally trying to grow the agency on a year-on-year basis.
So you'd be working with lots of clients and to help them move forward as well?
Yeah, what's brilliant about the industry that we're in, we have a very diverse range of clients. So one day we can be working in manufacturing, one day we can be working on saliva-based pregnancy tests, one day we can be working with the F&B industry. So it really suits me because it's diverse and interesting.
So with the clients that you'd be working with, what makes like the best clients? So what would be best or easiest one to work with depending on the industry?
I think a client with no preconceptions of what they want to achieve really. So for argument's sake, if we've got a client who comes to us and wants a complete rebrand, that's absolutely brilliant, and they're just going to give us free rein and go out there and be creatively. I think the clients that you can have more development issues with really are ones that have got a really set genre in the mind of what they want to develop, but really it's about looking at the overall development of a brand and not just the singular perception of that brand.
From this then, would you have like a favourite client that you've worked with in the past?
Oh, can I sign the Fifth Amendment on that one? To be honest with you, all clients are absolutely brilliant. You have ups and downs with different ones. You know, we work with pet food brands, we work with baby brands, you know, so it really depends any day of the week who you're having the best relationship with.
Okay, that's really interesting. I'm going to ask more about how you got into marketing. Like, did you have to go through university to get here, and what qualification did you have to get then?
Okay, so my development in the agency was at the age of about 21, only a couple of years ago, guys. I was actually asked to, I worked for a recruitment company, and I was asked to join the agency at that point. And over those years, I actually took on a different arm of the company. It was actually a print company at that time. But as that developed into the same orientation of what the other company was doing. So we merged the two brands together about 15 to 18 years ago. And that's when it became Lawrence Davies. So Davies is my maiden name. My husband did ask why I didn't use Bezos. And I said, well, you always keep your maiden name, you never know about your married name. So that keeps him on his toes anyway.
So would you say you get paid well, great, or too much for your work?
Terrible. Absolutely horrendously. I don't know why I've stayed in the industry. And I do it for the love of the people that work for us and the love of the clients.
But when you joined here, was it your dream to have like a different role within Lawrence Davies, or was this your dream role that you currently have?
I think this was where I wanted my personal development to go to. So when I joined the company, I dealt with the accounts and different things like that. And I think as I grew as a person, and what helped me to grow was the interaction with my clients from that aspect. And that made me realise the potential of where I could go from A to B. So from somebody who, I didn't go to university because when I was younger, in my family, clever, wealthy kids went to university, not from the background that I came from. So it was really important for me to develop as a person. And at one point in my life, I did get accepted to go and do a business degree, but I just thought for my development and future, it was better to stay in the industry and develop through doing part-time courses, night-time courses, you know, CPDs, etc.
If you could go back and like change one thing about a project, what would it be?
I think sometimes we can be a little bit too forward thinking. So I had one particular project years ago, actually with a generating company, which in all honesty just went to the wall from that aspect, and we both agreed to part ways. And I think that came from us wanting to achieve more from that aspect and trying to drive them forward, and them not really understanding that we could take them there. And actually, from the agency's point of view, they went and developed that project and spent a load more money than what they were going to be spending with us, but they had the confidence to do that. So from my learning from the agency point of view, that was then that we needed to put different levels in place so that we are always educating the client that we have the technical and the brilliance within the agency to achieve the end project.
Okay, going back to your like position within the agency, did you have to work your way through the ranks to get to where you are now, or did you kind of enter at this level?
No, I started off doing the accounts from that aspect, so and then worked my way through. Martin, who's my fellow director, is semi-retired now, confidence in my personal development, and let me run with the technological side of the business, and that's where I absolutely love. But one thing I have to say is I'm just at the front. I have an amazing team that sits behind me that makes myself and Amanda, sales director, look very good. And I think it's about the people that you put around you help you to develop a company.
Well, thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Hi, everybody. We're back for the second part of the podcast. And in this part of the podcast, we're going to put Ruben onto the spotlight. From that aspect, Ruben's joined us this week on work experience, and he's been working with the wonderful Keanu and Motson, who are both here. Would you like to say hi, guys?
Hello, my name's Keanu. I've been working with Ruben on the social side of things, so he's been using Canva today, and he's also come up with some great ideas for having desserts and dolce.
Motson, do you want to interject here? Give us a quick hello.
Hello, I'm Motosim. I look after the digital marketing, and primarily I look after the social media campaigns and the analytics.
So Motosim does the really clever side, where we do the creative side from that aspect. So Ruben, this week you've joined us, you're currently at college, you're doing your GCSEs, etc. And you wanted a bit of experience from a working environment. So how have you felt about it?
Well, I felt it's gone really well, and I've done more than I expected to in terms of the work. It was really interesting to see how you work in this sort of building and to see the finished projects as well.
We asked you to work on one of our clients is Heavenly Desserts. They're one of the major leaders in the dessert chain food and beverage industry, with an established shop count of over 50, and then we've asked you to look at Dolce Desserts, which are a very new and emerging company. How have you found looking at those two companies?
So when I've compared them, I've noticed they have mostly the same social medias, but Heavenly Desserts has YouTube, which I've used to promote with longer videos and explaining a bit more and even promoting their new shops across the country. Whereas Dolce Desserts doesn't have that, so they haven't been able to promote themselves further. And obviously everything they have at the moment is quite short because it's on things like TikTok, Instagram and Facebook. So either it's pictures or it's short videos, so they just haven't got that exposure yet.
So from that comment then, guys, just going back to Keanu and Watson, how do you feel that could be developed for an individual company to help them to drive through better media advertising?
When I looked at his ideas, I saw that definitely with the Heaven Desserts you mentioned, about them having a YouTube, I think that's really missed potential for Dolce in the fact that they should be doing something similar to Heavenly Desserts. They should have YouTube and they should be promoting that way. It's just, you know, it can give the consumer the kind of behind the scenes look and what goes into making these desserts or something like that, or it's just longer form content really. So like you said, they're really only short form content at the moment, and they could break out to long form and gain some new audience that way.
And what do you feel, Montessori?
For me, it is like combining content creation with the social media strategies. And for example, Dolce, they can come up with the YouTube channel, and for example, they can teach some recipes or like how to make cocktails or instructing stuff like that.
I mean, I think that's really interesting, and that's really positive for something for Ruben to take forward from the comments of both of you, because every day is a learning day in this industry, and everything's changing, and content is king, whether that's in, you know, in the written form or the verbal form. So from the point of view of actually spending some time in the agency, what's been your best moment, Ruben, and who do you think's the best employee?
I can't answer the second part of that question without offending anyone, so I'm not going to. But my favourite part has been working on Canva, because it's quite interesting to see, because when I'm working at school, all I get is like Word and PowerPoint, and working on something that's more like a Photoshopping software and something like that is really interesting, because what I've been able to develop in there is immense in comparison to what I'd be able to do at home or at school.
Okay. So it's been a great week. We've really enjoyed having you here. I know you've been out to see clients with myself as well, and I think you've adapted really well in working with the team, and you know, been very positive in your work attitude. So I think from Lawrence Davis, we'd just like to wish you all the best for the future, and hopefully we'll see you in the future and hear about, you know, what your achievements are, whether they are personal or professional. So that's been great, guys. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks to Ruben, Mottisom and Keanu for producing the episode about Ruben's week. We hope you enjoyed his update, and we wish him all the best as he moves on to his A-levels. As always, thanks for listening to Chimney's Chats, brought to you by Lawrence Davis Digital. And if you feel podcasting can work for you, visit lawrencedavis.co.uk. Yo.